Okay, so call this meeting to order at 5:34.
I know, that's kind of scary.
And so, because I'm using this phone, I don't have a timer, but tonight we are going to time, there's not that many people here, but we are going to stick to the times that are on the agenda so that we can make sure we get out of here properly.
Yeah, because we're hungry.
Right.
Yeah, by the way, I want you guys to give me a ride home.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, no, I'll give you a ride home.
No problem.
I was going out for dinner, like usual.
I now have a ride.
You walked?
I didn't walk. Brian told me about the walk, but I was at town hall with my car at home. So,
yeah. Somebody will bring
Minutes from last month. Does anybody have any objections? Has everybody that would like, hi Dave, that would like to see these, seen them?
I read through
them. I wasn't here, so I can't.
Me neither.
I read
them.
I make a motion
to
approve them as read or written.
I second that.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Yeah.
Heck of a job.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so now 45 seconds each on the timer, and we'll go around the room. Celeste, we'll start with you. Tell us why you're here, how we can help you get more business.
Tonight. So I'm Celeste Nelson. I work at Gibrardi Insurance. You have a claim. I'm your lady. I'm going to take care of you from soup to nuts on your claim. Make sure that your adjusters are getting back to you and that you're satisfied when the day's done on your claim. My other hat is Vice President of Marketing for System Solutions of ME LLC. We are a business that sells, and repairs computers. Networks as well as personal computers. Christopher custom builds desktops. We are also doing many more printer repairs. We do screen repairs for laptops, iPads. He does all your backup for all your pertinent data so that you don't have to worry that somebody's going to steal it or when your system crashes, you don't have it. So that's me.
All right.
Okay, so I am Teresa. I am the owner of Teresa Net Studio, and I take strategy and combine it with creativity to make photos and videos that capture the unique aspects of your brand so that you can attract the clients that you want to work with.
Cool. What a great idea.
Right.
How long have you been in business?
3 years. 3 years.
There's no right answer, I'm just wondering.
Are you in town?
I'm right over the border, actually. I live in Charleston. But my business is technically registered in Connecticut because this is where I'm from. So, all my clients.
James Knoyer, my wife and I operate a couple businesses, co-founders, and it's Meadowview Realty. Interview Art and Frame, located at Route 131 in North Coverdale, Connecticut. We've been here for 45 years, and with this business of the realty is about roughly about 18 years, as well as with the art and framing, it's probably about 37 years. And then also I have a repair business called Generals Repairs. So, soup to nuts, as far as my repairs go, price vary upon project. Just completed a large deck repair out in Davison, a place called Deerwood Drive. Very, very, very nice homes and people are fantastic. I don't advertise in the paper. I'm kind of a personal business that does it by clientele, by word of mouth. And I assure most people they get a family and friends discount at the end of it. This is something that I retired 28 years with Woodstock Academy as a senior maintenance technician. So I'm versed in many, many fields. Anything that you think that you have a need, you can call our business number, either at the realty office or at the interview partner. My wife isn't here tonight because she's actually getting married to stage a very large house in Woodstock, Connecticut. So she might show, she may not, but I'm here. Thank you very much.
All right. Dave?
All right. David Delphi from Bank Hometown in North Rosenville. If you ever have any banking needs, like a checking account, obviously, business checking accounts, credit cards, we offer it all. Whatever you need, you can come see me down there. I can help you out and see what we can get done for you.
Awesome. Gary?
So, Gary Kettle, Delphi Bone. So, Paul's still running with the thankful slogan. A little bit around there, ready. I'm not sure if it'll be a comment or whatever. I've been 3 weeks consistently for the last 3 years. And, so, it was nice for a little break. My wife has Wilson Biller Farm, which we just closed down for the weekend. But part of the barn, I finally opened up my side, which is called Rusty, Crusty, Dusty Barn Treasures. And,
so cool.
Antiques and like, and I can't believe the business. I wish I had done it at the beginning of the year. So now I'm having a problem keeping up the inventory. But it's really, really good. So I'll be opening back up in. I may open up a couple weekends, pop up in the November, December for people to know for some Christmas or whatever. But other than that.
Okay.
Looking forward to the break in December.
I'm sure we can all find some rusty, crusty barn treasures for you later.
Oh, I'm telling you. So Marcy, I brought something in and said, it had about a quarter of an inch of dust on it. And Marcy was like, I said, don't touch it. Read the sign. Rusty, crusty, dusty.
That's funny.
Now called patina.
Yes.
Brian.
Brian Mayer. I work for Girardi Insurance in the commercial line, so property, casualty, workers' comp, anything related to your business. I'm originally from Fabian, which if you talk to anybody out of here, anybody new, they don't know Fabian anymore. But it used to be its own town, its own post office. That's where I grew up. I left for the Army, college, and then moved back to So I'm happy to be back in Thompson. It's kind of nice. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Tara?
I'm Tara Penn, the Director of Planning and Development for the Town of Thompson. As always, I'm really here for you guys rather than the other way around. Happy to answer or make up answers for any questions you may have. And they will sound better.
They always do.
Yep, they always do.
Brutally honest.
Thank you.
Stephanie?
Hello, my name is Stephanie Pratt. I'm the owner of SP Digital Services Agency. We specialize in helping run the right customers at the right time and the right place. A few of the services that we provide are lead generation, email marketing, SEO and Google search optimization, social media management and marketing, and engagement and growth. Website design as well, building creation. I do offer free website and SEO audits and strategy plans. And I'd also like to put together a video project with the Thompson Business Association of recording like a 2 to 3 minute video and having it on as a group thing for the website and also individual if you want to put it on your social media.
That's very cool.
So I don't know if you wanted to do it here at one point or record it and send it to me at some time, that'd be great. I actually should go get my little voice out.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Hello?
Larry? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. Larry Grow, Growing Tax Preparations, different setting. So
signed up for Thompson Business Association. I do flip houses. I mentioned that at the last meeting, but I want to use my 45 seconds on something a little bit different for a question for you, Dan. There is something that I'm interested in on the agenda tonight.
Okay.
That I saw, which is the vetting of all potential members mm-hmm. of the Thompson Business Association. I have questions and concerns about that, and I'll express them. I do have to leave early because I have another commitment tonight, too. So I was kind of hoping that the meeting was going to be an hour, and then I'm looking at all the times on the agenda, and I was like, holy cow, I guess I didn't look at that.
Yeah, we try. We definitely... we make it a point to wrap up by 7 no matter what, but yeah.
I got
to
be done one before that. I saw what I wanted to talk about at the end.
We can move that up.
Yeah, we can move that up to the top of the list.
That's possible. I just want to...
Sandy Lanasa from Carrigan Tax Service. I'm the treasurer of the Thompson Business Association. Currently, right now, I'm like... sort of buried in extensions, which are due Monday. Thank God for 15th being on Saturday. Kind of cool news, I've mentioned before that I do payroll, new business openings, bookkeeping, and just within the last couple of weeks, I took on Main Street Gelato from Putnam. The Painted Baker called me, and then I interviewed just the other day a plowing company that's from Charlton, and then they're opening a coffee shop. So I technically just have 4 new clients in the past couple of weeks while I'm buried in extensions. So, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. And if you ever need any help, let me know.
Brian?
I am Brian Yacino. I chair our Economic Development Commission, one of the VPs of TBA. My business is BTEC Services. I fix car interiors. I do repairs, cuts, burns, tears, dyeing leather. I also have BTEC Music, which basically music for seniors to keep their minds active. That's it.
Excuse me. My name's Dan Bennett. I'm the owner of DBC Solutions, where we transform the space you live in to a place you'll love to be in. And the thing that I keep talking about because I want to get the word out there is we use LIDAR technology, so I can come to your home and scan one room or the whole house and then turn that into 3D drawings and floor plans. And then I can manipulate those and change them and design what you want. You know, the new space you want it to be, and show you 3D renderings of the space before we ever even sign a contract. So, I think that's a pretty good service. So, anyway, that's about it.
That's awesome.
Very cool service. Yeah.
Okay, so moving right along. Jody's not here. Brian, Vice President's report.
I'll just roll everything into our agenda. I don't have a separate report.
Okay. Sandy, Treasury Report.
All right, so just rattle off some numbers. We, in our main account, we currently have $3,132.69. There's an outstanding check to WIUI for $80. And then, just to let you all know, so I spent $472.88 on Community Day items. Oh, shoot, I meant to bring all the extra candy.
Go home.
Halloween's coming.
I know, I don't want to do that.
Doesn't help us
anyway,
tonight.
I know. So sorry. I can have Don bring it. And what of that, I got that easel too. So even though I lumped it with the Community Day expenses, we're going to use the easel at our meetings and other events and stuff like that too. We're getting our own pile of things that we can use all the time. The Weekend Warrior account has $1,500.51. So people who weren't here last month didn't hear, but we had applied for our 501c3 or nonprofit status with the IRS. We applied in January, we applied last month because they never cashed our check, never processed our payment, touched it. And then I called and they're like 10 minutes behind. So they were never gonna get to it. And the check would have been stale dated by the time they cashed it. So I reapplied online. So my $610 check just turned into a $275 payment because the price went down. So I had applied in like September, the beginning of September, maybe last week I think it was, I got a notice that I had to get the Weekend Warrior. I had applied for the Weekend Warrior program under the division, as a division of the Thompson Business Association, used our Thompson Business Association tax ID number. They wrote back to me and said, you have to get a new tax ID number for the Weekend Warrior program. I did that, and I did that last week, had to re-spend $275, but the IRS is going to refund our first $275. But literally, in the mail, on my way here, Weekend Warrior Program is now a legal, non-profit organization. Yeah. So that took only like a week for them to respond to my reapplication. That's crazy. They don't do that. That's nuts. So anyway, so all we're doing is waiting now for our $275 to be refunded. The backup account for the Weekend Warrior account has $16,399.21. Our Thanksgiving account has $803.30. The golf tournament account currently has $14,045.54. There is a $125 check pending to Charlene. She had bought some things, and I had to reimburse her for those things. She was doing the goodie bags, and she got some of the items on her own, and I just paid her back. We're waiting a bill from the airbrush check for the two T-signs that were missing, so he's reprinting those, and I'm just waiting for that. Once all those bills are paid, I'm going to then move the balance of our money, except for $500, into that backup Weekend Warrior account.
I'm sorry, no, keep going. I'm sorry.
Did you have a question?
No.
Okay, and there were no new members this month, and I just want to put it out there, because I think I always rattle through this so fast that I never ask if anybody has any questions, but it was brought to my attention that people were confused as to why we have so many accounts. So if anybody has questions about that or want me to clarify, please ask away.
I was just going to say that that once that money transfers in, that means there's almost 30 grand in that account.
That we have to spend. Now we legally have to spend.
So, and that's why the committee was formed.
Yeah.
Well, that's on
the expansion of the program and looking at adding seniors to the program and any other services that we can provide through that program.
Right.
It has to be a food supplement because that's how we apply to the full.
We have to spend it. Yeah, there's categories on like this. We don't have a secretary. There's categories of...
He's recording.
Oh, good, good. Just don't tell me.
Oh, like, yeah.
We have to apply for... When you apply for a 501c3, you have to let them know what category of group you are. And we were food-oriented. I forget what the actual guideline said. But so then that just means that we can spend all that money, but we have to spend it on food. It doesn't mean that we have to spend it on children, which is what we've been narrowing it down to. We can spend it on food for anybody. So we'll see here. Yeah. So we form another group to figure out where to spend that money.
Yes, we did form another group.
We did,
but we need to set a time for that meeting.
Yeah.
That's on the list for tonight.
Okay.
To go over, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Tira, 5 minutes. Take it away.
Well, we were just getting.
We just want to get through the official officers' reports, and then we'll get to for that.
I can give you some updates. Obviously, the sidewalk project is ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
The curb either was completed today or will be completed tomorrow, I think, which is the critical point to the fact that the state needs to come and pave behind them. They are pouring the concrete as they go. So they are up around sort of the one of the couple more difficult spots, which is in front of Milltown. They gave us some anxiety for the business, which we certainly understand, but once it's done, it's going to be fantastic. So that's one thing. The reason Brian Santos dropped me off is we had an interview with the single bidder on the architecture and engineering firm for the 65A project. We have it negotiated to a contract price, so I will be recommending to the Board of Selectmen that he be hired. It's Silver Petricelli. They're based out of Norwich. They have experience with historic restoration, municipal projects of all sizes. Seems like a great guy, so we're really excited about that. We had a private donation of $20,000 to respond to that design. Plus, I was going through some of the line items from my old grants, and there's actually about $5.5 grand in a line item that's other that's actually restricted to work over here, which I've kind of forgotten about. So we've got 25.5 for sure in hand if you dedicate to the design and engineering. And then once the plans are done, we can unlock that federal award of $240,000 to start rehabbing the building. So creeping closer to getting that usable for some kind of municipal sponsor, small business support center. So at some point, I'm going to have to really start thinking about what we're going to be doing about the program. There was a grant that was supposed to bring back, so I had not heard out of the way. I just had time this week to follow up and go, hey, we haven't heard yet. Everybody's always behind, but we might not have gotten it, you know, but I'll just keep throwing it against the wall, or we'll just bite the bullet and we'll start moving it forward one way or the other.
So I have a question on this one.
Yeah.
They don't need to be ADA compliant?
They don't.
So those telephone poles, they have enough room to get a wheelchair around those telephone poles?
So the crosswalks are all ADA compliant. This question has come up before. Apparently the DOT will make some allowances for places where the changing the profile becomes prohibitive. And that's just what we have. We would have liked to have taken a little bit away from the lane width. DOT wasn't going to allow that on as well.
So on going by the school, where they made a concession for one pole, they couldn't make a concession for others.
That is what they gave us back as our approved plan. So the crosswalks, yes, ADA compliant. That was an important part of it. The base width is ADA compliant, but as you correctly point out, there are telephone poles that have been plunked in the middle for time immemorial, and they're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there was more room at the one you're talking about. Maybe
well,
like
in some areas there.
Well, there's plenty of room to, you know, do it. They don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a perfect plan, but the improvement is clear. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's certainly no way a wheelchair and another person are walking side by side on that. And depending on the width of the wheelchair, in some places it's still going to be a little sketchy.
So the school snowboard is going to be able to get down that sidewalk and clean that sidewalk?
They should be. I mean, they were doing it before on the substandard, narrower sidewalks with poles, and then colder in the place that they were. So if they could do it before, they should be able to do it now.
All right. Brian, EDC.
EDC, things we've been talking about, 65 Main is always on our agenda. We had two new businesses in town. One was All Main, it's property management. One was AR&B, a home improvement company. We did report we still have 54 members in the TBA. We talked about the food truck expo and the possibility of having one next year. We've already gone over that here. But we also had to do some planning for Community Day and choose the business of the year, which... Carrot Tax Service, business of the year. What color is that? I can relate.
Okay.
She did a fantastic job with Dan on a TBA tech.
I love
the haunted theme.
The haunted
house. You guys did a great job. Anybody happen to see it? I mean, if you didn't, you missed something. I've got pictures. There might have been some online, maybe.
I didn't see them,
if
but
not,
I
can always send
you can
to
send them to me. Yeah.
It was really nice. And I really appreciate it. You had great stuff for kids. You know, and you have that up there.
Yeah.
I mean, just everything about it was top shelf. Thank you again.
Aw.
Thanks.
And that's something where again, and Teresa was asking what we do if businesses wanted to set up their own table and tent, they could. But if they didn't want to, our TBA 10 had a place to put your business card or a flyer.
Right.
And representing, you know, the businesses that are part of our organization.
We thought next year to maybe get two spots, right? And then so we TBA could have a spot, and then TBA could pay for the second spot, and we could have our members set up little things in the bigger part of, you know.
More space.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Continue.
No, it's okay. It's all related. And the other thing that was relevant at the time was the 11th Village update, where we were working with Turtle Lot to set up and kick off the book sales in one of the sheds, and that did happen at Community Day. I don't know how well the sales went, but I do know that there were no students. Yeah, but those were all, she told me they were all her kids. Nobody from the school. A part of it was supposed to be kids from the school, and TBA, we're looking eventually to mentor the kids and help them with sales and inventories and, you know, real life stuff that could help them. And, you know, we're looking at something that could actually keep kids in town when they graduate.
They are planning on keeping that open, on opening it on Friday afternoons. The timing is kind of awkward because they're trying to work with their department right now. So if anybody is in the area on Friday afternoons, stop by and talk to those kids who are there. They're going to have their books. They have 1,000 books, or 1,000 less, whatever they sold over.
I bought one, so.
Oh,
they should advertise.
Yeah, they should. Well, that's part of what the other student groups, like, so the Future Business Leaders group was still working on designing their marketing website for them, or a web page for them on the app on the school site, or whatever. And I don't think they've worked that out yet. But now they've gone live. That's kind of why this is like a little soft launch for a couple of months. They've got some context. So if you're around, I think they're going from lunch to 3 o'clock.
Oh, that is weird.
Right, so they are weird hours. We need to move it towards
like
weird
Saturday morning.
When they can get to Saturday.
It's part of the plan, but.
Right, so the problem there is the staffing, right? They are in union. The schools are in union shop. So they are very limited to be outside the context of school hours. The transitional students have fewer limitations on hours because they're over 18, but there's not no limitations.
Right.
So, you know, let's figure it out, right? Let's figure out how to make it work. But they are going forward. I'm going to have a debrief with Melinda sometime over the next week or so, and Katie. And then I'll just keep asking them, what do you need to make it better? What do you need to make it
good? Yeah.
So, and they've got a huge amount of
inventory. Let me check it out.
And the last two items we've been tossing around is going in with Thompson Rec and Trails on a PA system for the field, and looking into a bicycle repair station. For
that's a neat thing.
So that's good for now.
All right. No winning.
Brian, can I ask a question? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Have we worked out the issue where things are getting double booked between the rec department and the selectman's office to make sure that we're not overbooking things again, where we've done this many times now?
Well, they're aware of it now, so I think rec and selectmen are going to be talking.
Well, Brian, here.
Leave and see.
Yeah, he is completely aware of it. So.
Yeah, so I think they got to talk. It's just a communication thing.
Okay.
So he said that now he didn't know it was an online way to sign up, an online calendar. And so he had been taking requests and then putting them on his calendar, not knowing that there were other things on the calendar.
Yeah.
Okay. So now everything's going to go on the online calendar, so everybody can see.
Okay.
And we had talked about calendars at EDC and reconciling, and there was things that should have been on Anyway, so yeah, it's in the works.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So as it turns out, Marie, the assistant to selectman, called me today to sort of ask me some opinions about what should be on community calendar. So I wouldn't be too surprised if that call was prompted by the conversation that Brian brought up to her. So that implies to me that
he definitely.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get back to these couple little things. We got plenty of time for that. So the topic at hand here is the discussion on whether or not to vet new members coming into the TBA. And so, Larry, go ahead. What do you got to say?
I got a lot to say.
Okay.
You got 15 minutes.
We can keep talking, but you got 15 minutes.
No, I saw this and I understand why it's probably put on. I've belonged to BNI groups myself in the past, and they're vetting. I mean, there's a lot of things spelled out here if everybody's looking at it. You know, interview, social media check, website, etc. In fact, I haven't belonged to a BNI group in a long time, so they may have changed their ways, but when I did belong to it, I was interviewed for approximately 2 seconds. They said, "Hey, how are you? You're Larry, you're in construction, come on in. We want you $500 and welcome aboard." That was the vetting that I experienced.
Right.
With BNI. But I saw social media, and that's kind of has me concerned. Everybody in this room has different political views. There are very liberal people in this room, and there's very conservative people in this room right now. And whether you're putting a committee together, and regardless of who it is, and I don't expect you, Dan, to know everybody that's conservative or liberal in this room. I just so happen to be a politician, too. So I do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're putting people on there, and then people start researching other people's social media, and they see something that they don't like personally, with their own personal views, that can be pretty subjective. To stop somebody, a future person, that we want their money. I'll be right up front with you.
Right.
You know, personally, I'd like to see every business come and belong to the Thompson Business Association.
Yeah, I agree.
Regardless of what they do in their personal life. They can sit there and smoke all the marijuana and drink alcohol until they don't even know their own name. I don't care.
Right.
But when they come into this room and they're sharing their business views or trying to add to what we already have or trying to do things similar to what Putnam, I mean, I mentioned them many times in many meetings past, but I'd love to see some of the things that they do in Putnam. A lot of the things that happen in Putnam is not the recreation department in Putnam. A lot of it has to do with the Putnam Business Association that organizes a lot of the events.
Oh, yeah.
That tens of thousands of people go to Putnam and spend money. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of them.
Yeah, me too.
There.
Zombie fashion show is great.
Yeah. Everything that happens in Putnam is awesome. And we've all, and there's a few of us that have been around for a few years. I've talked about having similar things here in Thompson. And some of the things that we do, we can't do the same exact things as what they do, but the food truck vendor that was in the Riverside Park was awesome. The things that the rec department in Tara was a part of, I think, is the Fairy Festival. Yeah, you know, so there are things happening that are unique to Thompson that will attract other people. But when it comes to vetting, you know, I got a parking ticket in the city of New York City back in 1980.
We'll write that down.
Come up, hey, I want everybody to know that I paid the ticket. But you know, how depth are you going to look at it?
I don't think I don't think it's anything like that.
Larry wasn't here, so I like to give Larry a little background on why this came up. I'm totally transparent.
That was the one meeting I missed, too. So.
Right.
So,
there was a fellow member of this Council of Business Association who was cutting grass of a person who is a member of the Council of Business Association. So, they were, every time this this member would go to cut the grass, this other member would turn the sprinklers on. And then when he asked him to give him a price on cutting his grass, he didn't want to get involved. So he gave him a 1-star review on Google. So if you're a business member, you're trying to be helping businesses, promote businesses, and all that stuff. And this is what you're doing. You're not promoting, you're hurting a fellow member of the board of this association.
Yeah.
So can I jump in there?
Because I wasn't, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the feedback on why that happened. And I do agree. You know, if there's another business that's hurting other businesses that belong to the business association itself, that's a different story than the very new businesses.
Betting
wouldn't have weeded that out.
I didn't want to weed that out, but on the same token, if there's a member of the Thompson Business Association who isn't on the up and up, yeah, and he's a member of the business association, and somebody comes to town and they say, okay, let me go to the business association and see who's on there. And then if they're on the business association, they must be reputable. And then you go ahead and select them, and then you get the shaft. It affects us all.
I absolutely understand that concern. That's a better concern. Instead of having a policy, and I think that even having a policy in place to help prevent something like that, you're hurting another business, then you shouldn't be on there.
Right.
You know, for whatever reason. Brian and I have had our differences in the past. Huge differences in the past and differences of opinions, and he'll be the first one that answer all the time. But I wouldn't stop anything from his business.
Right. Well, you know? Unfortunately, this
So would you weed this person out? I had a guy that just about killed somebody. He did 15 years in prison. He ended up turning his life around. He was the meanest guy that came into prison when he first came in.
I wouldn't.
He was hurting other people, inmates, staff, anybody that he came in contact with. He ended up turning his life around. He went back to college. He went and educated himself. He ended up getting out on parole 2 years or 3 years early. Instead of 15, he did like 12. But he now owns 2 restaurants. He moved out of state. He lives down in North Carolina or South Carolina or something like that. He's a productive member of society again. I wouldn't sit there and... Now, there's other people that were in the prison that I wouldn't say that about.
Right.
But I'm saying, I'm using an example that
right.
you can't... If you're betting people and you look at
right.
their history, you might see something like that.
Okay,
where
so,
you say, hey,
so
you
know,
you might
not want to... What Dan mentioned before was that maybe have a subcommittee, for lack of a better word, of 3 members, and then say, okay, like that, and you just do a quick check, and then if there's any issues, you bring it in front of the whole association, they say yay, yay, and at least everybody knows. But still, there's either going to be, we either do that, or there's going to be a code of conduct, and then if you do something like this guy did, then you bounce them out of the association. I mean,
if it's
the $55 or whatever it is, that's that important, and I don't want to be a part of this association.
Can I just say one thing? The person that you're referring to
supports,
and they might have been one member in our group, but that person you're referring to supports other members of our group. So because of one instance, I can't be the judge and jury, and my me stating how I feel is more emotional than what's coming out of Larry. But I don't care if you got out of, like, Larry gave the prison example. I don't care if you came home yesterday and today you want to start a business and you need to promote your business and you find our group. I'm going to welcome them in. I don't care what's in anybody's past. I don't care. I personally, honestly feel so uncomfortable about this that I don't know if I want to be a member of a group that's going to be judge people. I don't like that. Like, I feel so uncomfortable about that. I can't put it into words because I'm going to get emotional. But
the behavior that was the disturbing behavior is more of a violation of a code of conduct for an active member.
Well,
I think Brian said it.
That
the
vetting
doesn't do that. But a code of conduct. Right. Even if you have a beef with a member of the Thompson Business Association, you have to agree to bury that in public.
Good idea.
I'm all for that. That gets to the problem.
Well, and I would like to just clarify what my thought about the vetting process is. I'm not talking about diving in and like checking people's background. I'm talking about when you fill out the application, there should be a spot on there that says provide a couple references. And then the committee should call your references. They're names and phone numbers that you provide. So, and then the committee should call your references and say, you know, check your references. Yeah, he's a good business owner. He did business with me. Whatever it is. And then also, when I say check in social media and Google and stuff like that, I'm not talking about looking for what political background you are. I'm talking about if we go on Google and we pull up somebody's business that's joining and they've got a bunch of 1 and 2 star ratings, we should probably consider whether we want that business in our group or not.
No way, because that person Gary just talked about, they had a 1 star rating. That was so what, we would have looked at the person who in this case was in the good, and he just got a 1 star rating and had negative feedback, so we're going to go by that, and when in all reality,
yeah, I don't trust
that
the
was
ratings.
Retaliation. Like,
exactly, that's retaliation. I agree.
People will always complain more than they will compliment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the internet is a wasteland of negative reviews. Some places do get a lot of good reviews over time, but for the scale of businesses that you are typically going to be approached by here in Thompson, they are going to be startups. And they may, in fact, get 1 and 2 star reviews as they're starting up and learning. So what do you gain from weeding that person out instead of helping that person work through their problems? And maybe, if you have a code of conduct, that person proves to be a violator over time, and then you say, yeah, you know what, this relationship is not working out.
Exactly.
But I think everybody set a standard.
In our original bylaws, I think, way back, we just had something to take care of just general bad behavior. It wasn't to vet them up front, because this is a small town, and everybody's trying, everybody's got a garage or a basement business, we don't have storefronts. If somebody is actually being destructive, I think we had something in there where we could ask them to leave the business association, but that was it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see why we couldn't do that again, too, but yeah. Go ahead.
So, one thing that I didn't notice is because a business that I know of, they're going to have a code of conduct, and they're going to have a has a 1 star on their,
yeah,
when in their Google, when you look at it. It's not even a person they've ever done business with. Records have gone back. Don't even have an idea who this person is. Sent a message out to this person, no response. But when you read down further in Google, there were other businesses that said, you've talked about us like this, and we don't know who you are. And there was probably like 2 or 3 others that were under there, okay? We don't even have any idea who this person is.
Yeah,
yeah, and that happens.
But it's going to show up, and you can't get that on Google. It's so hard to get that removed off Google. It's ridiculous. You can stand on your head and promise them your firstborn child.
Right.
They're not going to take it off. Okay?
Right.
But you also have a situation where you could have a business that has a different management than it had before, and you could have a bad employee that now makes you look really bad. So maybe they were that bulldog, if you didn't pay your bill, who called and made threats, or someone stole it, okay? Now you're going to get a bad review on this information, and it has nothing to do with how the business is run now, because that person is no longer part of that business. Mm-hmm. That person has been eradicated from that business
But that Yelp or that Google, you can't get rid of. I'll tell you, Chris has one on there. And I know who did it.
It happens. I get that. It happens. You.
But again, you're going to see things like that. Maybe on anybody.
Well, I mean,
you know,
I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm not talking about if you go on Google and the person has one random one-star review. I'm talking about if you go on Google and that's all they have.
Right.
Is a bunch of, you know, I mean, if it's obvious that they're disrespectful. Have a good night, Larry.
Yes, they would.
So how do you judge that? I want this, but not that.
For the purposes of what you're doing, I think you are almost certainly better off to establish that code of conduct on how you guys treat each other. Now, in that code of conduct can also be, should it come to light that you or your business are engaging in these kinds of behaviors, right? You know, destructive behaviors, illegal behaviors. You know, you will be asked to leave, and you know, I think you have to accept the level.
But we are a small town, and we will hear things and know things.
It's a cool way to know what kinds of complaints are real.
Yes.
Right. And our punishment has to be right now in that code of conduct.
Yeah, and our punishment would just be expelled from the group if you're. Yeah. If you wanted for extortion at this minute, we probably don't want you in the group. But other than that,
not if they're wanted, only if they've been convicted.
Well, I don't know. I might stay away if they're wanted too.
Do you want me to check and see if Putnam has anything established
in their bylaws?
Yeah, as for new members, I don't know if we do, but I'll certainly check.
Well, I don't think it's new members. I think it's any member.
If we put something as kind of a code, it would cover anybody.
Yeah, I'll see what they have. And if they have something, I'll pass it along.
I want to be welcoming the new members, not we're going to subject you to
that. That would be good. I actually sent an email to Jennifer Leto.
Yeah.
And she didn't respond to it, asking that question. But
I'll check Matt, who's our president, as a past president. So let's see if he has something. If I can get my hands on it, I'll send them along. If we don't have anything, I'll just let you know that we don't have it.
Okay.
And I'll look in our old bylaws, because I think we had something in there back in 2011-12. I think.
We'll check the... We could look at the bylaws now. I don't recall anything like that in there.
I don't
think
it's in there, but... They got rewritten.
No.
Yeah.
No, I think it's in the original folder.
Remember, we're friendly.
We want to be inclusive, not exclusive. That should be our motto.
Remember, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a past.
I just want to say it again. I'm, to be clear, I'm not trying to dig into anybody's background. I just think that, you know, a little bit of making sure that the people that we're associated with are doing things properly and they're not, you know, out there robbing people.
I would just explain the motion that we just revisit this next meeting and maybe with this gentleman's information. I think we can move on to the agendas.
Yeah. I was getting to that. Yeah, thank you, Jim. Definitely. And I just want to double back quickly because we skipped over a couple things. I talked to Bob Neuendorf, who runs the Weekend Warrior food program, and they were very busy today getting 10 to 12,000 pounds of food for all of their organizations. But he just told me briefly that it's just started. They've got 42 families on the list right now, and they're waiting for the TBA to get back to them with what else we're going to do.
The 42 families are from the middle school, so the elementary school hasn't gotten them their names yet. I think the list went, the letter went out late. But we don't have a lot of time, but I got the list from the people at the Midwest Food Bank. She sends me the list every month of what they have available. They had meat. They had steaks, like frozen, flash frozen steaks. They had vegetables. They had cereal, granola bars. They had like so much coffee, like so much stuff on their list available this week. So I'm sure Bob like loaded up the truck and the trailer.
And then just real, we went over the numbers already, but I didn't want to glaze over it completely. Do you have a quick report? Report of how the golf tournament went?
Yep. So we did have a wrap-up meeting to our golf tournament. There were a few things that we needed to tweak and adjust. Jeff French has decided to come on with us to do the signs. So he wants to do kind of the soup to nuts. Judy and Jim are going to help him with that, where they have the storage for the signs. But Jeff's our lead person now on that to make sure there was a couple signs that were left off. Some offense was taken, understandably.
Yep.
Totally understandably. And so I've kind of changed a little bit about how we're doing things this year. So I made a spreadsheet of jobs, and I did assignments. So I did assignments for lead people and then support people. Mm-hmm. So that way there we kind of all feel. But that list is going to be evolving because there's a lot of places where there's nobody assigned or somebody might say, you know what, you have me in too many things. I can't do 7 things in this list. So take me off this and then I'm going to shift and adjust this list. It's going to be an evolving through the year. We want to start a little bit earlier trying to get some more things done. I'd asked for more help. I told them I was giving up my lunch breaks, running around, trying to get tea sponsors and gifts for the drawings. I was running out after work, sometimes getting home at 7 o'clock at night after a long day at the office. Maybe not even have eaten lunch that day. I said I needed more help to get some of those things done. So I expressed that. We didn't make as much money this year. Our expenditures were a little bit higher. So I don't know that we're going to go up on our prices for next year. We already have the contracts for next year. Chris, actually, I think I said my dad. We have the contract already from Mike. The food was taken as a very reception. People were happy with it. Obviously, they missed their steaks. They missed their ribeyes. But once we told them that it would be a minimum of $50 a plate, they totally understood what we did. Each meal cost us $26 a person. Monies came in after the tournament was completed. I had some family members that sent money. Somebody from Ohio sent us $200. Somebody from one of my best friends, my sister from Vermont, sent us a $100 check.
Nice.
Just letting people know the program and what we're doing, how we're helping and making a difference. But also, the sad thing that I just heard from you is we have 42 families just in the middle school. Okay? We just opened up to middle school because our kids are aging out.
Yeah.
We are going to probably very easily exceed 100 kids this year.
I think 100 families.
Yeah. So, let's think about how, we have a lot of money in the account, and it's going to pick up things that that Bob can't get. You know, he said that he can't get peanut butter.
Yeah, rarely.
It's very rare. But we're also, as we expand out the program and we add seniors into this, now we're going to be buying coffee, tea.
We don't have to ever buy that. That's always there.
Oh, that's always there? Okay. So things that maybe a senior might like more than what a young family is going to like. So it's kind of, we have to look at things a little bit differently. But yeah, there's a lot of things in the works. We're going to start having meetings after Christmas, once a month.
And just one more thing about the golf tournament. It was a blast. I don't know if anybody else was there. It was so much fun.
I heard a lot of great feedback.
It was so much fun.
I heard a lot of great feedback. Absolutely.
Yeah, blast.
Okay, so the letter that I wrote and we're wanting to send out to everybody, I got a list from, I forget how I got it. Did I get it from you? Who sent me that list?
Maybe Renee.
It was a couple months ago already. Oh. Maybe it was Renee. But I got the list of all the businesses in town. Yeah. I didn't really look at it quick. I just looked at it quick. I scrolled to the bottom. I saw that there was 500 names on there. It's like, holy crap, we got a lot of work to do.
That's what I've always said. We have 500 businesses in town, and you can name 10.
Right. Yeah. But the problem is, I went to look back at the list, and it's all, and there's addresses. There's 500 addresses, but there's not 500 names. There's like 15 names. So it's really not a good list. It's not going to work. I need to go. But now I forget her name now, but the zoning official, Cindy, I talked to her at Community Day this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go meet with her in her office because I didn't remember her and I didn't know the exact place to go. But I know when I registered my business, I met with Cindy. I did the paperwork and she was like thanking me for coming in. And I was like, but don't I have to do that? And she said, well, you'd be surprised how many businesses don't do that. So.
Don't do it because it's harder for a micro business to get a business account if they don't pass through us first.
Right.
I think that used to be an easier thing, so there were probably more that flew under the
door. Right. There's five now.
Right.
That's why I'm a DBA.
Those letters should not ever be anywhere near anything.
Yeah. You can't, as far as I can tell, you can't do that at all.
Not if you want to run legit with like a business bank account. So.
Oh no, no business bank
account. No, none of that. A shoebox behind the rock in the driveway.
No, my grandfather, I have a business bank account.
From a long time ago.
Apparently it's a long time ago.
Yeah, 19 years we talked about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not listening to any of this. Well, are you taking down names, Dave? But Dave's not the spy.
All right, so... I want to try to get the right. I talked about another idea 2 months ago, but I want to try to get the restaurants involved in the PVA. There's quite a few restaurants in Thompson. We got some good food here. That's why I put this thing on the list. I went and checked out the Savor the Flavor event in Putnam. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. We walk around town. You go to all. I mean, we don't really have the same structure here where we could do it, because in Putnam obviously you could walk from place to place and sample all the food. So you know, maybe we could try something else where we have it at one place and all the restaurants come and bring their food and we, you know, have everybody come there and do it. But the other thing that I talked about before was just having seeing if I can get the restaurants on board where we have a restaurant section on our website so that when people are looking for a place to eat in Thompson, there's a place for them to go, check it out. So, and basically I'm just trying to open up a discussion. If anybody has any ideas about that, then I would be happy to.
We should.
You and I could actually batted a similar idea around trying to partner with Fort Hill Farms because they do attended events there. They had a bluegrass festival there. And the reason we were considering Fort Hill Farms is because, so one of the bands I used to be in, we used to do food and wine tastings all the time. For a while, we were getting hired like every quarter to do them, and they're fantastic. But the spaces that the town has direct access to, we can't ship alcohol.
Oh.
So, no such limitation for Hill Farms, and there's absolutely no such limitation for TVA. So, that might be a very good partnership. And Kai and Kristen, super interested in finding ways to get people to their space. You know, just take a lot of planning, you know, to do it well.
Well, we could bring it back to Community Day. But I'm not talking about a wine tasting. I'm talking about food. Well, we used to have the pizza contest because we had 5 pizza houses in town. We could have Savor the Flavor at Community Day. And the wine tasting, something at Fort Hill Farms would be another venue.
But they are very reluctant to let anything inside.
But they always let the yard sale people go there. Why would they let that
be? Because they haven't benefited from that yard. And that's so small compared to what you would be talking about in like a real organized
event. And a lot of them are their members that are doing the yard sale stuff. There's a connection.
We originally tried to pitch the Fairy Fest, but they're actually maybe the person who was the original owner of Fairy Fest who wanted to partner with us, she wanted to do it up on the Common, and they said absolutely not. Too much traffic. And there are traffic and parking issues up there.
Yeah.
That render it impractical to do anything inside.
I'm just thinking of somewhere different than just Riverside Park. I'm just thinking of getting...
Well, we don't have to get stuck with one thing. We could add food back to Community Day. We had food at our expos when we were at Knights of Columbus.
Yeah.
If we get one thing, getting restaurants involved, they can set up and just hand out takeout menus,
mm-hmm.
Which is another thing, because we don't have any. We have great food in town.
Yeah.
But none are members. They might say, oh, there's nothing for me. I have nothing to do at an expo. Yeah, give out takeout menus.
Absolutely.
Tell people, give out specials. And entice them that way. I mean, this is multifaceted discussion here.
Right.
We're not stuck on just Fort Hill Farms, which would be another event.
Yeah. I mean, they are a great location, and they are well situated for it. And they have a tent.
Yeah, they're innovative as far as setting up things like that. That's a one good prospect.
Yeah, so you'd want to, any location is theoretically fine, but it has to be comparable in capacity.
Anybody else? Okay, I took a couple notes, or I'm just going to start calling the restaurants and pitching the idea to them and get some interest.
Yeah, and we've talked to them in person. Well, we've talked to Milltown. And
I'm on a diet.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious.
No, really?
Yeah, thanks.
But we've
oh, seriously? I know.
You have a cheat night, right?
Yeah, not in the first week.
Soup is an
excellent.
He's oh, is there soup in there?
I mean, if I get like chicken and broccoli, I would be good. That would be fine.
Just not in Alfredo.
Right, exactly. That's what I want, though.
Yeah.
That's what's waiting for me at home.
All right, so fall and winter mixer event. Let it rip.
So anyway, I had this idea that we have like a downtown shopping thing.
Oh yeah.
Right? And I've been told that I probably can't pull it off this year, but I am all for trying. I was thinking that we could, you know where the driveway is at Riverside Park?
The promenade.
The promenade? We could decorate it with lights and make it a main street, and then people could set up tents and sell their stuff. And we have the little shops there. The kids could come with their books. And we could somehow help the elderly, we could provide transportation. We could have Coco, and Brian could have Carol, and it would be fun. What do you think?
I like the idea.
So it's almost like
already
a pop-up.
Three or four events being planned with that same theme in mind.
Oh.
He didn't tell us that.
Which, by the way,
did not.
It's not a reason not to. But your first statement, which is that you might not have time to put a really high-quality one together, is more on you.
Realize that we're halfway through the month already. This goes by so quick.
Don't.
I'm sorry.
Put the bubble. Put the pin away.
Vendors book out with you.
Right, but there are a lot of little people who sell things, like Michelle's Creations. I was thinking Abby's shop.
There's a lot of places right now that are booking vendor fairs. And things like that. November, December are packed everywhere.
All right.
Packed everywhere.
I know there's something.
It's more to let the people get out.
Yeah.
Right?
They're in. Brian said there's something December 10th.
Right. Yeah. We have to think about, too, is the weather. So you have to make sure that you're not planning on something like in December and somebody falls. Because.
So maybe the answer.
We have insurance now.
To go
cares if they fall?
Office, talk to them about what they are already planning. They are planning.
He told me about the thing inside the school.
Okay. December 10th. Was the one.
What is that? So we were thinking the following.
What's that?
Something Rec is doing.
But he said that was different. They would. What did he say? It's a much smaller scale. I just have a picture in mind of.
She was so excited. It was
when
tough.
When you
look
at Easter, you've been talking about it.
Right, but then kind of like Christmas lights and a tree and like his band singing.
I don't have a band,
like,
but
whatever. And then like Coco. I don't know. It's different.
Get the band back together.
I've really been talking about this. Every year since I wrote,
and nobody,
whoever the director happens to be, because, partly because of the capacity. Like we added the Maker Faire, right? And although we've gotten better at that each year, it's kind of a lot of work for 4 or 5 volunteers to get.
Yeah, I mean,
there. And that's in the spring.
We did a golf tournament with like 5 people. We can do this. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, I would bust my butt and get it done.
Set your expectations.
All right. After
I would think if you took Old Sturbridge Village, their winter walk idea, where they have like a circle, just walk around thinking, I think so. They have bonfires and they have cocoa set up and stuff like that, where it's a little bit more quaint, that, you know, I think you would definitely get a big draw.
Carolers.
Winter walk sounds like a great name.
That's great why for she's.
She, you didn't hear him say that a second ago? I feel like I'm stealing the thunder here. Yeah. Like, so, Sandy, I mean, so I was just going to say, like, Sandy, I was just going to say that I feel like that is a fabulous idea, but I agree that you're going to have a really hard time trying to pull it off right now, this year. So.
Well, it's only the middle of October.
So.
That's a list of what I have to do. And
so that's what I was going to say. If you.
Was not to plan something outside of what Rec's doing, but see if maybe you could work with Rec to help them enhance their event.
Well, that's why we did talk to Brian.
Yeah.
He brought it up with Leave and See.
But well, he said he would help. He just didn't have the funds to. Like you said, the money wasn't in the budget for it, but he said he would do what he could to help.
And I told them that PBA could contribute.
Yeah.
So the ice skating thing they have over here with the bonfire.
In January, yeah.
January, whatever it is. Is that on private property or is that town property?
Yeah, I always thought it was. I thought it was the Phelps that owned it, but I don't think so.
I don't think it's Phelps anymore.
What do they call it? Duhamel Pond? Yeah, Duhamel. Yeah.
The Phelps
used to own that. But the
Duhamel,
they're all kind of related. Yeah.
But I think that was probably taken over.
I think it's town. Behind the cemetery. Like, I think, I don't know, there's access on the other side. But, yeah, they go back. But now, isn't it the fire department that does their...
Oh, you burn your fuel for
your fuel drive? Yeah, your fuel drive. From, I don't know. It's the money that's raised is for the fuel drive, right? No?
I think so.
I don't think it's the fire department that does it. It's the town.
But the fire department
there. The
fire
department are there to control the fire so that they still get out.
Anyway, so that's done in January, though. That's after.
Cold.
I know. That is
not
a winter
event. I can say a little bit for people something to do.
I know. Yeah.
So,
still sing.
Play the band.
The other question I have about this is how does it relate to the businesses?
So, this is my thought, though. Any event that we put out there, first of all, I wish we had more retail. Oh, this is what another aspect I was thinking of. So, we have no retail people on the Business Association. So, one thing I was thinking is if we did that and we said calling all retailers, maybe we could offer, like, anybody who joins, like, half-price membership fees.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah, half price membership dues for any retailer or retail salespeople who wanted to set up at the winter walk.
So,
Kim would set
this
up. And Kim sets up at every.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she does.
Yeah, she sells
tons. She's good.
Well, she was one who said, no matter what, everybody flocks to Putnam. No matter what they're doing, but yet nobody comes to Thompson events, which we've seen.
Oh, yes.
But after years of having events, like, it'll get better.
But it's a circle. We had an expo. I told all of the TBA people set up at the expo. We had 15 promised to be there, and what, 8 showed up. And of course, I gave everybody a tongue lashing. But the other side of it is the public didn't show up either.
Oh, it's terrible.
It was awful. My grandkids had a good time.
They did, but I asked where the advertisement was for that, and what I was told is.
It's another thing. Even at EDC, we're talking about communicating the events better, and TBA has to communicate better, and the business participants have to communicate better, because it's not up to like this table to make this successful. It's the better the businesses are and the more active they are, the more successful we're going to be.
So, I don't know, really make a plan, talk to Brian, come up with a really solid idea.
Tuesday morning, I'm gonna be there.
And then, at the worst case scenario, you start planning right now for next year.
Right.
But the other thing that I wanted to mention is, I'm thinking, we wanted to add a second mixer, right? The first mixer was great. So, is there any chance that if you called Maria and said, hey, we want to do another mixer.
We can probably do it.
Actually, we have games like this.
Yeah, we don't even have to call Maria.
I thought about that as I said it.
We're talking like Dave's not even in our room.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Or we could do Drafters, or we could do the new restaurant that opened in Thompson. We could see if Jill's and Jill and G's want to.
Yeah, well, Pitstop, too, has the big, the old Four Corners.
Oh, yeah.
She's very nice, and there.
She probably would let us have an event there.
I bet she would.
I didn't even mean so much for the venue as much as I meant just you connecting with Maria and saying, hey, we want to put on another mixer, because I know when that happened last time,
it was good.
It happened. You guys took care of it. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We can make it happen.
Yeah, that was something for Brian and for Teresa, a lot of the businesses showed up. People were giving each other business cards. Oh. We had some people from the public there. There were the bank did great with giveaways and raffles.
So she could just help me, right?
It's another way to get your face, out there. It's what we're trying to do.
So do you think we could start that bug right away?
So I'm gonna do work on the winter walk on Tuesday, and Wednesday I'll meet with Maria and see if she wants to coordinate and do winter mixer.
Oh, you're from now until next Tuesday's out of the question. It's an extension.
I know there's
I forgot. Yeah.
Still doing showers and stuff. Upstairs.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. So why not ask Drafters? Talk to Crystal.
No, but I'm just saying because Maria's really kicked butt on coordinating events.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Hometown did it. The staff there did
a
great job.
That was one of the best mixers we've had.
I could call her before that if you want and get the ball rolling.
Okay.
DA can talk to you tomorrow.
Dave is
right
here.
So, I'm working tomorrow.
You're fired. Can you talk to Maria and Sue? She'll help coordinate a mixer.
I can do that.
Not necessarily use your facilities, just to help coordinate it.
And or use your facilities.
Well, they don't really have it.
Our perfect location.
Okay.
Are
that
music
upstairs?
Yeah, they are always
upstairs.
Yeah. When we're in the office on Saturday mornings, there's forever people setting up or taking down from the night before. It's constantly busy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that is a good option.
It is. That's a big,
because it's big, you can spread things out.
And honestly, they could. Maybe they'll join if we haven't been there.
Hi, Jude.
Hi, Judy.
So I'll just have winter walk on my list.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have one more thing here, and it's the committee. I just wanted to check in on this because I don't know what's going on with it. The committee to figure out how we're going to work with the rest of the funds. And I just wanted to say that I feel like I know that Anne from Teague was part of that group, and I just feel like that you I mean, I'm not part of the committee, but I'm thinking that we should embrace Teague in the sense that they already contribute to so many programs. Let's get that. Let's make sure that we're not like
duplicating
things, so, and that you know we're using the money as wisely as we possibly can.
So she did tell us a little bit about where the gaps are. She's on the committee. Definitely, we're not going to overlap like and step on toes or overlap help. But yeah, there are some gaps. There's definitely gaps. And so what I can give you for an update, and I've been super busy, but again, this will be after Tuesday, but I got a list from the assessor's office of the people that qualify for the elderly who qualify for, like, the subsidized taxes. I forget his name. Paul emailed me over the list of people, the Thompson residents, who qualify for that program. So we don't even have to mention money. If they've already qualified to get their taxes cut, then you're on the list, dude. If you want food every month, you're going to get it. So I've got that list. At least gave us a starting point. I'm thinking we can, once we start meeting, we can draft a letter saying something like, you don't have to apply. We already know you qualify. Are you interested in, and make a list of the food that we're able to get a hold of, or with lots of spaces on what their options would be. We're talking about doing it. I talked to Bob. Bob is on board. He said we could maybe, when we were just throwing ideas out there, but we could maybe like make, because obviously this is we're going to have to deliver this to the elderly people. That's not like, that we're trying to make it as convenient as possible. So we'll like split the town into little spots, find our volunteers, everybody's got their own spots, and we'll do it once a month. So we figured we'll get two big, like TJ Maxx shopping bags full of two of them. One for every, we'll swap them out every time. We'll give them a bag of food. They can give us the last month's bag back.
Empty bag back.
And then Bob would be in charge of filling everything. But we have so much fun, so much money that like last day, like we could get like fresh fruit. We could get like bananas and like fresh fruits and vegetables and maybe even some meat to hand them once a month.
So when is the meeting?
I don't know. I did not send out an email. It's my fault. I've been.
You're the chair. You're the chair of the committee.
I didn't. We need know to let her get had one.
Through.
Okay.
No, the chair said yet. We need to let her get through Monday before, and that was the goal and objective. We knew because she had
the golf tournament, community day. Everything was like bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. So she just needed that time. So then we're probably going to meet sometime in November.
Yeah, we can meet
as the committee and try to pull things together.
I know, like Bob, when he texted me back the other day, he was like waiting on a list from the TBA. So right. I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah, I'll get back. I told him I'd get back to him. I got the list a couple weeks, like the week before last. But
yeah.
At that point though, we've already had approved, so now we're approved. So
yeah.
It only took 3 months.
Okay. Are there any announcements? No announcements? Nobody's got anything? 6:52. I adjourn this meeting at 6:52.
I'm taking that away. That is like loud and great. Oh, wait, no.
Hi.
We can't.
Wait. We have to pitch.
Yes,